Hi, you're listening to Consejos Podcast, and this is a new podcast coming to you from San Antonio, Texas, and it's going to be majority of the time a mother-daughter duo, but today we're only going to be a daughter, and this is just to see, you know, how our first episode goes. Today is Friday, July 29th, and it's 1 o'clock p.m. exactly. So, our intro, I guess that was considered the first episode, was H-Town Boys, Knocking the Boots. I think I just gave away my age. But today's topic is actually going to be baby making, trying to conceive while either one of your parents lives with you or both of them live with you, you know. So we're going to talk about that, and hopefully in the next episodes, because I don't think that this will be the only one as far as this subject, you know, baby making, I'm going to invite the mother part, which is my mom. She's going to be joining us on several of the episodes, but for today, it's just going to be me. I'm riding solo. We currently, our living situation is it's my hubby and I, and I recently brought my mom to live with me. Well, of course, naturally, she brought her husband to live with her. So there's four adults of us here in the home, and it's a big home. It's a pretty good size. And, but currently the hubby and I are trying to conceive. We are trying to make a baby making. Back in December, we suffered a miscarriage. Very first time that I, had ever come out pregnant. And, I'm the mother of a beautiful baby boy in heaven. Ismael Quintero. And of course, naturally, we're trying to conceive again. I think I'm emotionally ready. And my heart goes out to all the moms out there who are trying to conceive and who have suffered a miscarriage, a loss of a, you know, son or daughter, a baby. No matter how long, you know, you carry them for, or they're born and you've had them on the earth for, it doesn't get any easier, you know. So, but, you know, we, as I've been told, you know, time after time, that our children are on borrowed time, you know, that God allows us to have them for, you know, a certain amount of time. And if he feels that he wants them back, then he takes them. And I guess I take comfort in that part, you know, that, you know, God wanted my son up there with him. But I would have much rather had him here. But so let's get started. Let's talk about baby making while having one of your parents reside with you, especially a Hispanic mom. So, there's going to be a lot of TMI in our conversations. There's going to be we're not going to refrain, and that will make a good podcast. You know, I cuss like a sailor is what I've been told. But we'll go over that. If you have any questions or any messages or, you know, any comments you'd like to email us, you can do it to consejos247@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, and it's Consejos, Consejos Podcast. We will, majority of our conversations are going to be giving you advice. You can take it, you don't have to take it, you can give us advice. We don't know everything, you know. We're open and willing to hear everything and discuss. If you want to be a guest on our show, just hit me up via Instagram. or Facebook or via email. If you want, you know, a consejo, you can email me, you can private message me, and you can remain anonymous. Doesn't matter. We don't have to give your information out. So just like I said, we're here, you know, we're going to talk about marriage, relationships, money, bills, husbands, wives, Sancho, Sanchez, kids. We're going to touch it all, touch all the topics. So, let's see, this makes it, December, January, February, March, April, May, June is just about done. So that's 6 months that we have been trying to conceive, give or take, because you don't always, doctors recommend after having a miscarriage that you wait at least 3 weeks. So you don't necessarily, so it's been about 5 for us because we skipped the whole month of January because they just say that that's what you're supposed to do. And, you know, if you want to remain healthy health-wise, I really recommend it. You might be a raging, caging bitch that, you know, your hormones are high. You want to have sex with your significant other, your hubby. But then he gets that fright in him that he doesn't want to touch you maybe because he's afraid. But strongly take that advice. Don't go against doctor's orders because they tell you for a good reason. Emotionally, you want to take the time that you need. It's different. Everybody's different. I belong to a private Facebook group, closed group actually, that's private. And, you know, some ladies there who have had a recent miscarriage, you know, start within like a week or 2 weeks, but that's not safe for down there, so I wouldn't recommend it. But there's some people who just can't be without sex, so they have to, you know what I mean? I can understand, because I wanted to be intimate with my husband again, but I didn't want to, you know, in any way hurt the chance of conceiving again later. And he was so worried about, you know, like hurting anything or just, you know, infecting anything and stuff like that. And this had happened in December. I remember seeing my OBGYN hoping for a clearance towards the last week of December. And he basically just told me, hey, New Year's Eve is coming. And said, why don't you and your husband wait till New Year's Eve, which was still about a week after that, a week to go or 2 weeks, I think, to go. And he says, and just go out with a bang. So I was like, oh, okay, you know. But anyways, shout out to my OBGYN. He ended up being very well after I had a miscarriage. I switched because the one that I had was horrible. And I am going to say, what was the Alamo Women's Health Group. So if you're with that group, make sure that you're on top of them, because mine was absolutely horrible. And it was Dr. Van Ram. And I'm going to put it out there because I feel like if she would have done her job, I would have still had been pregnant and would have had my son. But hey, regardless, everything happens for a reason, right? So let's talk about, okay, so, you know, yes, this house is pretty big, but it just happens to be that our rooms are kind of close to each other. And we had the option of getting, you know, I could have used another room, which is, you know, towards the end of the house, towards the back of the house, but it's a little bit smaller. So we use it as like an extra bedroom, or I use it as an office also. So we wouldn't have fit through in there with all our stuff. So our rooms are kind of close to each other. So baby making / sex / making love / having sex / you know, all of the above has to sometimes be quiet. It has to sometimes be done quiet. And I'm feeling like we've gotten used to being quiet, because even when we're not here, even when we're alone and, you know, my mom and her husband go out, it's like we still remain quiet. So that's the funny part. And it's, you know, and the other thing is that it's almost, you know, in this Facebook group that I belong to on this trying to conceive after a miscarriage and stillborn and stuff, you know, you go to some of the ladies there for advice. You know, I know we upload pictures of our ovulation, and, you know, for those of you who don't track any of this stuff, you know, there's a abbreviation for everything. There's for ovulation and tracking and home pregnancy test, and, you know, it's serious. We literally, I mean, I'm just in conversation the other day with this lady that I've become really close to. She's in Australia. She told me, you know, hey, are you close to your ovulation time? Because of course you learn things. You know, prior to this, it was just like, okay, if I get pregnant, I get pregnant, you know, and then that happened. I never tracked. But now it's like you're tracking, you've gotten to know your body more. You track when you're going to ovulate, because in order to come out pregnant, you have to ovulate first. And that's 14 days after your menstrual cycle. All this stuff. But it's almost like if you're taking the bar, an exam to become a lawyer, you have to know everything about your body, you know, at that, when you're trying to conceive, trying to have a baby. So she says, you know, are you close to ovulating yet? And I said, no, because I have these little strips that you dip in your urine for 3 minutes, take it out, read the results in 5 minutes. And they're like pregnancy tests, but they're ovulation strips. And you have to check if there's two lines. If one strip is darker than the other line, then that means that you're high at ovulation. And that means that you have to BD. And BD means baby dance. It's what we call baby dance. We call sex. So some women ovulate for 12 to 48 hours. Some women only ovulate for 12 hours. So, you know, a lot of us are like, okay, can't wait to BD because, you know, my husband's going to come and he's coming home from work. Or, you know, you want to make sure that you BD just in time, you know, while you're ovulating, you know. So she asked me, and I said, no, I said, I just took a strip yesterday. I said, and no, it's not, you know, I still have, you know, maybe a week to go before I can ovulate, because you already can tell with your body. So she says, well, have you checked your CM? And CM means cervical mucus. Some of you may or may not be familiar with this, okay? But I'm learning. I've learned what it's supposed to look like. Like, they say egg whites and sticky or stringy, stuff like that. Well, naturally, how are you going to check your CM, your cervical mucus? So I said, no, I haven't. She says, well, do you know how high your cervix is, or if is it low? No, I don't know. Let me tell you why. Because I'm chubby. I'm a BBW. I'm a chunky monkey. I'm a gorda, gordita, whatever you want to call it. So it's not like I'm sitting there trying to stick my finger up my hoo-ha to see how high or how low my cervix is. Because one, I don't think I'm going to be able to find it. I don't know what I'm looking for. Two, I don't want to be sticking my finger up there to check my mucus, because it's just not who I am. So I'm like this, no, I haven't, you know what I mean? And I've just got a thing that says, you're now recording long form audio. Certain sharing features will be disabled. Okay, so what I'm going to do, since we're coming to the 15 minute mark, I'm going to stop this recording. And I'm going to finish where we left off, and we'll keep on going and we'll discuss. And hopefully all this information will be helpful to somebody out there, okay? This is Consejos Podcast, Mother-Daughter Duo. Today it's just the daughter. And I look forward to hearing from you and having you listen. Thank you.